Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. John Copeland is our guest. John is the author of the now best-selling book. How about that, folks? I'm not the least bit surprised about that. Accelerate Your Social Media, a best-selling book. And John, congratulations. I'm proud of you. I'm not surprised. It's well-deserved.
Thank you, Jim. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, no, it's not at all. It's very important. It's, you know, we don't, hey, John, we don't have chopped liver for my audience on the show. We only have the best, only the best for my audience. No chopped liver here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We can pick them. I promise you, we can pick them. And we picked you, and we're glad we did. Hey, John, so let's talk about the landscape of social media ROI. That's something you work on a lot. ROI and social media are really two concepts that small business owners are having a hard time putting together.
Yes, and as you know, that's the primary reason why I wrote my book and published it, to really, you know, combat those challenges in a realistic way. So we spoke about this at some length, particularly in our prior call. So really, the landscape is ever-changing, and I'm finding certainly in the UK, and it would be great to get your feeling on this, Jim, is that there's more acceptance now than even during the last call about sort of like 8 months ago when I was on this call, that the ROI, yes, it is challenging, but, you know, social media should form part of the overall marketing strategy. Mm-hmm. For example, part of the multi-channel strategy that a business may have. And, of course, there are buzzwords out there, and one phrase that comes to mind is integrated marketing. Okay, so basically, don't just rely on social media only to get that return on investment, but look at your other marketing channels as well. Don't forget those, because some could be just as important.
I think what's happening, John, correct me if I'm wrong here, is we're starting to see, all these years, in the age of the seller, John, all these years, every time we added a new activity that was about, you know, engaging customers, we expected to spend a nickel on Monday and get a dime back on Friday. You know, it was a call to action.
Right.
It was call to action stuff, right? And so here comes the social media stuff, and then there's John and Jim saying, wait a minute, you need to do this work, but you can't ask people to buy from you when you do this. And they're saying, what do you mean I can't ask them to buy? That's what I do. I sell stuff. And you and I are saying, but people just want to get to know you. It takes longer. The rules are different, et cetera, et cetera. Governing, you know, putting a governor on our call to action desires has been really tough for not only for small companies but big companies as well. But I think people are starting to settle into what social media really does for you. What do you think?
Yes, totally. And I think people are getting used to it. They're settling in. They're, you know, getting more of a feel of what the landscape's about. And of course, you know, we have our views on this, Jim, as we've discussed on this call and also in prior calls. But here's another article, if I can throw one in, like before. This one's a different one. This one's entrepreneur.com. And there was an article just a few weeks ago entitled, "Here's the Big Problem with Chasing Customers on Social Media." Here's the big problem with chasing customers and social media. So if anybody wants to look it up, I didn't write it, but it was a lady called Cherise Jacob. Very good article. I mean, if you hop on entrepreneur.com, right, they can search on chasing customers.
What was the big revelation?
Okay, so really, it's not a huge revelation, but it's really confirming what you and I have spoken about. And one of the main problems, especially with those who are new to social media, is that buy now mentality. People have an expectation somehow that people, just because you're going to post something, they're going to almost like buy straight away. And of course, they're not. It's about the relationship and the nurturing So what she says is, of course, what's a powerful strategy, and you cover this in your book, of course, is stories and news about
stories.
One's business.
And they need to be stories in your voice.
Absolutely. It's you know, it's how you help your customers. What are your stories? So you could be anything from an independent to, you know, part of a multinational. So what's the news? You know, what's going on, and how do you help your customers? Rather than the big hard sell, of course.
And what and people are very much attracted to hearing those stories from the people who own the company, run the company, and wait on them.
Yes, and there's a bit of an irony here, because you'll know the famous expression, facts tell, stories sell.
That's right.
Now, I use that, in obviously in the context of what I've just talked about. Don't do it just to sell, of course, but there's an irony in there, because if you share facts and inform your customer, who knows? You know, part of the audience, maybe your core network, will eventually buy one day.
Well,
no guarantees, but it increases that probability.
Well, as you know, John, I continue to tell people that a decision to whether to do business with you is made it now more at the relevance level than the competitive level, and one huge relevant factor is stories.
Yes.
In the human voice. Yeah. Hey, John, I need the website again. One more time, please.
The book website is www.accelerateyoursocialmedia.com.
And that's an award-winning bestseller now, folks, too, by the way. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good, come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be on the call again.
John Copeland, ladies and gentlemen. Copeland is how you spell his last name. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.